The scripture today comes from Psalms 107, verse 2. We have nothing to give of value, but he asks for us to tell others about him. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. You know, the Spirit of the Lord was encouraging me to share what he'd done in my life, and I was contemplating on what and how I was going to do that, and a friend texted me and said, "You know, I heard you speak, and I cried the whole time." And she said, "Do you have any testimonies online that I can see and hear?" Well, that was it. I knew then the Lord had really prompted me, and she was requesting this, so it had to be done. And so I would share a personal testimony of what the Lord had done in my life on social media. And now there's some that would say, "Well, I just can't believe you told that about yourself." But I feel completely the opposite. Anytime I can share what I have been through in my life, and how the Lord delivered me out of a pit, I am happy to do it. Psalm 96:3, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. So the video was recorded and I put it on my media site, and I cannot tell you how many times it's been watched and even shared. And then the calls and the text started coming in one after the other. And they were saying, "Thank you for sharing what you went through. Thank you for reminding us of the power of the Lord. I thought it was by myself. I needed to hear this. Thank you. Because what you said gives me hope for myself and my kids. I hold no glory for any of this. All glory goes to God. Only he knew the need and how I could help him meet that need. He knew the hearts who felt alone and were in despair, and he used me to reach out and encourage them. He will also use you. No matter what you have been through, don't you ever be afraid or ashamed to share how God brought you through your wilderness. Your story is vital to so many. You be strong and courageous and watch for the prompting of the Spirit of God. His timing is perfect. And when he nudges you to speak or share, you do so unashamed and unafraid. Because your testimony, it might seed somebody or water a soul that he's preparing for heaven." Psalm 66, verse 16, "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul." Amen and amen. Don't you be afraid. God bless you.